Hello and welcome to Business Today Market Wrap. This is Rupa and let's start with the market podcast for the day. Extending losses for the fifth consecutive session, equity benchmark BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty closed lower on Wednesday as investors turned cautious after IMF slashed India's growth outlook amid massive foreign outflow. Downbeat earnings also pushed the markets lower, traders said. IMF lowered GDP growth forecast by 30 bps for 2019 based on weak domestic demand outlook, which fueled a sell-off in the market where sentiment is already hurt due to tax concerns, commented Vinod Nair, head of research, Geojit Financial Services, on his market daily rundown. BSE Sensex closed at 37,847 by declining 135 points, and NSE Nifty ended 59 points lower to 11,227. Nifty broke its recent bottom of 11,460 and has been under pressure since then. Mid-cap indices have been under pressure and currently trade near critical support levels. Any upside momentum could indicate the possibility of a strong reversal in the space, stated Sahaj Agrawal, head of derivatives Kotak Securities. On major stock news, SBI Life Insurance touched a fresh 52-week high of Rs. 808 after posting strong quarterly figures. Similarly, shares of Torrent Pharma rose over 10%, Hindustan Unilever rose 2% over good quarterly figures. On the other hand, L&T shares fell 2% after the result update. Other than earnings impact, Persistent Systems stock fell over 5% after Deloitte refused reappointment as an auditor of the company, while Vadilal Enterprises shares fell 5% intraday after its independent director Jignesh Shah resigned over questions on integrity and independence. On the currency front, the Indian rupee opened weak at the interbank forex market on Wednesday and declined 16 paise to 69.10 against the US dollar amid sustained foreign fund outflows and rising crude oil prices. It later traded lower at 69.005 against the dollar. On the global front, broad sentiments was boosted by Bloomberg's report that suggested US-China trade talks will begin next week. Elsewhere in Asia, Shanghai Composite Index, Hang Seng, Nikkei and Kospi were trading in the green. S&P and Nasdaq on Wall Street were lifted by upbeat quarterly reports, while indices in European markets like FTSE, CAC and DAX stayed flat as investors awaited manufacturing and services data. Meanwhile, Brent crude futures, the global oil benchmark, rose to $63.73 per barrel, extending gains over yesterday as rising tensions with Iran fueled concerns about the supply disruptions, and US inventory data showed a much bigger than expected drop in crude stockpiles. That is all for today. Thank you for listening and come back tomorrow for more market news.